happening this whole entire week is something that's pretty amazing. It's the Tech Fiesta ABQ, showcasing and connecting Albuquerque's innovative best. And you might be saying to yourself, how does this apply to children? And Eric Whitmore is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Really glad to be here.
Really, really, really glad to have you. So let me hear about the Tech Fiesta. Tell me all about it.
Well, I think overall it's really about, I mean, we know there's a lot of great talent in and around, you know, not just Albuquerque, but the whole state. So we want to provide an opportunity to showcase the people, the companies, the organizations, all of the different groups that are doing really good and interesting things and helping bring people together. So to create kind of a platform where people, like in a way, a big party, where people can have their own role, they can show off what they're doing and what they're making, and, you know, show that off with other friends and meet new people.
That's really cool. And so you have talks happening all week, and then some are geared towards adults, but you have in particular something happening for teenagers on Thursday.
Oh,
and
cool.
And I really, did you know
you
about
read
that?
Our site. You have fantastic.
No, I've been studying it. Well, also I'm curious because I have my own innovative teenager, so I really wanted to know what was going on. And, you know, the thing is on Thursday there's a, I'm trying to find the info on it, but hang on a second because the university likes to go really slow with their internet. But anyway, the point is on Thursday, there's a whole lot going on. And if you want to see the whole schedule, because it's not just Thursday, it's all week, you can go to Tech, T-E-C-H, Fiesta, ABQ.com.
Exactly. So a lot of the week is sort of for adults and, you know, there's sort of business related stuff. But one of the things that I think we love about Albuquerque is that there are so many creative people. And we made, a special effort this year to try and find ways to engage, you know, teenagers and youth. Fantastic. And we'll talk a little bit more about it. The Mini Maker Fair is happening the same week. So we kind of colluded a little bit on that. But to talk a little bit about that Gravity Park event.
Yes.
So there's these great folks. I think Taylor Chavez, she might be 13, maybe 14 years old right now. She ran the first Startup Weekend. It's an event that brings people together to create startups. She ran the first one in the country for teenagers this past year. And so she's got this sort of crew of teen entrepreneurs together. And one of the things we thought was, well, how do we bring these people together? And you don't want to have like a work kind of meeting. You want to have a fun event that, you know, that they can enjoy. So we decided, well, why don't we book Gravity Park for a couple of hours and provide an opportunity for all those young teen entrepreneurs, people who think they might want to start their own company, get those people together and have fun together.
When is that, Eric?
It's Thursday night. I want to say, I think it's about 5:30 to 7:30, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But Gravity Park, and it's up on the site. If they're interested, there's an opportunity. There's some codes and some other things that they can do to drop the price.
So Eric, let's go on to all the – so Tech Fiesta, there's so many things happening. Tech Fiesta, ABQ.com is the website. You really should check it out because there's so many, 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 many different things happening all week that will help promote our tech folks here. But let's go on and talk about some of the other things. There's something really amazing happening on Tuesday, and let me introduce Jared Tarbell. Good morning, Jared. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you. First time on the Children's Hour, but hopefully not the last. Tell us about Levitated Toy Factory.
Well, so I am one of these kids who grew up in New Mexico, being exposed to a lot of creativity and also the technical side of things. And I got into computer programming. I really enjoy using the computer to create things,
mm-hmm.
Writing programs that up until a couple years ago created images. But now we've got these machines, these robots that will create physical artifacts for us, like 3D printers, CNC machines, laser cutters, a whole army of robots. And I've decided to use these technologies and form a company to make toys, kind of like Legos, open-ended building systems. And I've built my factory in downtown Albuquerque.
Isn't that incredible? A toy factory in Albuquerque, but using only the highest tech, most current devices to create toys. And you're having a huge opening on Tuesday that's everyone is welcome to come see the amazing thing you've made.
That's right. We're really proud of the facility that we've built. We're opening the doors. It's Tuesday night, starting at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Everybody's welcome. All ages will have a good time. We'll be showing off some of the technologies that we'll be using. And it's really a way for us to launch the company, to say, here we are, this is our intention, and I hope to meet some talented people, kids included, to hire, to build my core team.
To help me. Well, you certainly need kids to test those toys, don't you?
That's right. That's
so
right.
I can think of a lot of kids in our audience who would really love to test the toys. And I've seen some of your toys. They're beautiful. Some are made out of wood. You're actually using wood. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
They're like the kind of toys that if you got these toys, they would last into many generations later because they're never going to, they're not like cheap junk.
That's right. And, you know, I'm a real anti-plastics guy. There's enough plastic in the world. Most toys are plastic, made in China. So we're differentiating ourselves by making our toys out of paper, wood, ceramic, other natural materials, right here in downtown Albuquerque.
Isn't that fabulous? What a great thing for our whole community. I'm so excited, Jared. So this is Tuesday at the Levitated Toy Factory, which is very easy to find in Albuquerque. It's on 7th and Silver.
Yeah, we're right by the Flying Star.
Very easy to find, just east of that fire station that has the wonderful textured mural on the outside, and really close to that. And my goodness, it's Tuesday, 6 to 9, all ages welcome, and there are no tickets required. You can just walk in that door. And Jared, you're part of the Maker Fair as well. You are a maker, obviously. What is a maker?
A maker is anyone who likes to combine and create. And if you have never been to a Maker Faire, you must go. It is an absolutely fun event. There are very creative, very technical people there showing off their work, their art, all kinds of experimentation, a real party atmosphere, and a hopeful vision of the future.
So the Maker Faire is a place where you'll have all kinds of tools available and materials for kids to actually, and adults, to actually come and test their hands at making different things. And this is happening at the Balloon Fiesta next, the Balloon Fiesta, or Balloon Park, I should say, Balloon Museum, whatever they call that place. You know, that huge grassy area? Well, that's where it's happening, at the Balloon Museum, kind of up on the hill. And it's next weekend, the 13th and the 14th, next Saturday and Sunday. And honestly, it's an opportunity to really see all kinds of really innovative ways of creating new things. Tell us about some of the things folks are going to see.
There's a whole bunch of different things. I wrote down a few of them, and my list of a few is about a dozen, so I clearly can't do math.
Pick three. Okay, let's
so see. There's model rocketry. I saw that there's kind of a neat event that they're doing about people launching rockets.
Ooh.
And I think they've done that. This is actually the third year that they're doing it, and it's grown each year and just, you know, expanded the number of people and number of things that are going on. The folks from Explora always have some great activities. I mean, they do great stuff over at Explora, but I think they bring all the fun stuff out to do it over at Mini Maker Faire. So that's always a good time. C&M just launched this new stimulus center working with Intel. And I talked with some of the Intel folks yesterday. They've got, you know, maybe a whole tent or half a tent worth of stuff that they're working with, sort of their version of an Arduino kind of robot, you know, device. So a lot of hands-on stuff. QLab, they're really the main, you know, group that's behind Mini Maker Faire. They always have a bunch of great stuff out there. They do the 3D printing as well and a few other, you know, kind of hacking kinds of things. So there's just a ton of great stuff, and it's great for families.
I'm seeing Whirligig design and development.
Birdhouses and
jewelry.
There's
so many things. You will definitely make something when you go there. I mean, if you don't, you're really, I don't know, you're a potato or something. But
you really will make something.
Yeah, you'll be inspired. You'll go home and make something if you don't make something there.
And there's some incredible makers who have made some giant things who are bringing their stuff. I know the guy from Taos is coming down with his giant hand or something.
This year it's the giant face. Christian Aristo, I think, is the name.
Oh, the Hand of Man. Right.
The Hand of Man was last year, and I saw some children of some friends. They picked up these cars with a big hand. This year, it's this sort of I just have to see it because I can't describe it well, but this sort of face that makes different kinds of expressions.
Yes.
And people sort of control what the face's, you know, emotion is.
Oh, how fun.
So clearly, I can't describe that using just words. It's something I think you're going to have to see to really get.
To learn more and find the entire schedule, all you have to do is go online to Albuquerque, spell that out, Albuquerque-Mini Maker Faire. And fair has an E on the end. Albuquerque-MiniMakerFaire.com. and you will find the whole list of things going on, where to go, all the stuff that's happening, how to get tickets, all that good information. But it's all happening next weekend. So this week is a big week for a lot of cool things. There's the Albuquerque Tech Fiesta. There's the Levitated Toy Factory opening. And there's the Mini Maker Fair. My goodness, why would you want to be anywhere else other than Albuquerque, I tell you?
I think you should tell your friends to come here and experience the week. You know, even if they haven't made those plans before, they should come just now.
It's a perfect time to get out with your family and do really fun things all week long. Well, Eric Renz Whitmore and Jared Tarbell, I want to thank you both so much for being on the Children's Hour this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.